A Muslim is often intrigued about a particular matter, and that is, when will the Day of Judgment occur? Sometimes we don't think about a key question in relation to the hereafter and Judgment Day. What have I prepared for it? But we're all very eager to learn about the signs of the Day of Judgment. How far is it from our era? Which is not necessarily a wrong thing. But one thing to note here is, the way we are eager to know whether Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, is qareeb or not, we should also prepare for it as well. One hadith of the Prophet ﷺ mentions certain signs that will occur before the Day of Judgment. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, إِنَّ مِنْ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمِ I heard the Prophet ﷺ say that from the signs of the hour, meaning Judgment Day, is that knowledge will be lifted, will be raised. وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ And ignorance will become widespread. وَيَكْثُرَ الزِّنَا And adultery, fornication will become rampant, will become rife. وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ And alcohol will be drunk in large amounts, in abundance. وَيَقِلَّ الرِّجَالُ وَيَكْثُرَ النِّسَاءُ Males will be less in number, and females will be greater in number. حَتَّى يَكُونَ لِخَمْسِينَ امْرَأَةً الْقَيِّمُ الْوَاحِدُ To the extent that 50 women will be supervised by one male, will be looked after, or there will be one male who is a guardian of 50 women. Now, subhanAllah, this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ tells us when Judgment Day will occur, or the signs of the Day of Judgment. And if we are truthful with ourselves, and we can't lie to ourselves, majority of these signs are occurring right now. How many people are seeking religious knowledge, sacred knowledge? And jahal, or ignorance, is widespread. People say what they like about the deen. They won't dare say anything regarding another field because they're not experts. But when it comes to the deen, they'll say anything and everything. Ma'adallah. Zina, again, is widespread. It's happening. Youngsters are struggling to get married and then they're resorting to haram. There's pressures of society. Parents are not agreeing to marriages. And all sorts of problems are occurring. Alcohol is being drunk. It's easily available. People are drinking. People are consuming it. And the last sign, we can see remnants of that as well. So the best thing for a Muslim to do is gain knowledge of the deen, knowledge of when the hour will be established, and prepare for the afterlife. Not just be interested in learning about the hadith, which is good to learn about the hadith, learn about the topics mentioned in the hadith, but the actual purpose behind all of this is to do amal. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to prepare for the hereafter.